Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel presents is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hammer, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'm going to run some stories by you. You break down all of the information and give us a verdict. Is the story anything or not?
Oh, ready?
Is this anything? A man in Canada was ticketed for driving his car with vice grips in place of the steering wheel. Here's a clip from YouTube of a guy showing another guy how it works.
How you drive? Turn the wheel. Turn the steering wheel. Let me see the steering wheel turn. God, what the? I've never seen no like that in my life.
Go to our X page right now. I just posted this. I just posted the picture. It's literally, there's no steering wheel. and the metal thing that's coming out of the middle is it's got vice grips on it. And I admire whoever this guy in Canada that was ticketed for driving this car. I got to admire him. Maybe he had to get to work. Maybe he doesn't have enough money for a nice car. Maybe he doesn't have enough money to have a steering wheel on said car.
So you're justifying the guy
Absolutely.
Driving with vice grips. And pliers.
Look at that. That is human ingenuity at its finest. Boy, I've got to get to work. I'm missing a steering wheel. What do I do? I know I'll get some vice grips. I think that's incredible.
MacGyver himself wouldn't drive that car.
Right.
And this guy is. our X page, Twitter page, whatever you want to call it, at Hammer and Nigel. See the picture now for yourself. Are you on the side of Nigel where you think this is American ingenuity or at least Canadian?
Yeah.
And are you on the side of me that thinks this is redamdiculous and he deserves to get a ticket? Which side are you on? At Hammer and Nigel. Is this anything? The TMZ special. TMZ special with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone was on last night.
Oh, yeah.
They were asked... If there was an action star Mount Rushmore, who would be the two stars that would round it out? Assuming Arnold and Sly are the first two, who would the other action stars on the Mount Rushmore be? Here's what they said.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like
right.
Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to
right.
me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy, whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
I don't know. I think I'm putting Arnold, Sylvester. I'd put Bruce Willis up there, and then I'd do Tom Cruise
as an action star.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Have you seen any of those Mission Impossible movies? They're incredible.
He's kind of morphed into an action guy because he was an action guy early on. But you're going to put Tom Cruise in over Clint Eastwood? I mean, that's tough, right? But I think I'm with the guys though on that one. That's a good list.
Is Steven Seagal in this conversation?
Anybody we mentioned would kick Steven Seagal's backside.
I don't know.
Every single day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Jason Statham? Jean-Claude Van Damme? I look good.
Is this anything? There's an annual contest in Belgium where people try to do the best seagull impression. A 9-year-old British kid named Cooper is trending because he won the 18U group, the under 18 group, with his near perfect score doing an impression of a seagull. He also dressed up like a seagull. Take a listen.
That is bragging rights, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, we're all going to go around the room now and do our best seagull impression, right? I'll start.
Okay.
Oh,
Sounds like somebody ran over a dog.
Sounds like a walrus.
All right, I got number two.
That's actually better than mine.
Allison? So good. That is so good.
I hate you guys.
I love it.
It's the Hammer and Nigel show.